Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. We have plenty to get to in the show. We've got In Case You Missed It coming up. We got the Browns preview show coming up in 1 hour's time. Overtime with Big Weege, Jake Vulnick, coming up as well. But Browns sitting at 0-2, looking for a win against Green Bay this weekend. Plenty to focus on in the AFC North as well. So we head out to the fan hotline. Welcome in of CBS Sports. She'll be on Texans Jaguars this weekend. She's coming off Cardinals Panthers last weekend. The always great Aditi Kinkabwala of CBS Sports. Aditi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's great to have you. Obviously, we're now officially in the throes of the NFL season, and the Browns are 0-2. Thinking 0-2, thinking of what this season could mean, where would you set the panic meter on a 1-10 basis for the Browns at 0-2?
I'm not panicking yet. It's still so early in the season. We can't overreact to anything. You know, it's funny. I was just actually talking to somebody about this as regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's sort of the same idea. It's still early. Ever since training camps have changed, ever since preseasons have changed, there's still a lot of finding out about teams as the season gets into itself, for lack of a better word. I don't love that. If I'm a Browns fan, I don't love that the Packers, who look so darn good, are the next guys up, but you play who's on the schedule.
Yeah, unfortunately, Aditi, that's just kind of how the cookie crumbled, so to speak, for the Browns. The early parts of the schedule is tough. Would you have the schedule dictate any reason to move off of Joe Flacco to go to Dylan Gabriel, or would you just make that a non-factor for yourself?
No, again, this is way, way, way too early. You can't overreact. The Browns should have won week one. The Browns dominated week one. It is a shame that it came down to two kicks. So that's really too bad. And even though it looks like the Ravens had their way, you talk about taking care of the ball in a certain way, and that game can change too. Of course it doesn't. This is, you know, this isn't woulda, shoulda, coulda. That's not what football is. But sometimes the line between a win and a loss isn't as great as the gap, the chasm, whatever, isn't as great as you think it is. And sometimes it's as simple as getting a defensive touchdown or getting a special teams touchdown or not making a special teams miscue. And so I don't know. I don't think you give up just yet. I like Dylan Gabriel. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel is ready. And I think that if they felt that he really truly was the better option than Joe Flacco today, they would make that decision. They're not sitting here saving Dylan Gabriel for any reason. I do, though. I will admit this. I did text somebody in Cleveland yesterday to say it really is such a shame that they moved Kenny Pickett when they did, for multiple reasons, because of all of the quarterback injuries that you've seen, and perhaps you could have gotten a lot more for him for a team who is desperate for a starter, or because it would give you a little bit of a better option should you want to move on and not stunt Dylan Gabriel's growth or I don't know. You know what? I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I talk to plenty of coaches who say, if you're ready to play a young guy, just throw him out there. You know, this is the conversation in New York. What are you saving with Jackson Dart? If Jackson Dart really is that much better, just go and get him that experience.
Do you equate to going to Dylan Gabriel as giving up, or is there like a record? Like what's the kind of convex of those two points, playing the young quarterback versus where you are and how competitive you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is about his readiness. I don't think it has anything to do with giving up on the season. You can't give up on a season 2 weeks in. Come on, guy. Are you really, like, are you really sitting here saying I've given up on the season?
I mean, it's hard to find encouragement right now, Aditi. The fan base has definitely turned, and they've turned on Stefanski in the past 24, 48 hours, too, just so you know.
The way that the defense played Joe Burrow and the Bengals week one, that did nothing for you?
Yeah, they lost.
Sure, because the kicker couldn't make two kicks.
And the catch and the receivers couldn't make their receivers.
I should not say that. You know what? I'm the person that always says it never comes down to one play. It never comes down to one guy. I need to take that back. I apologize.
We accept your apology on behalf of Andre
Schmidt. Would you feel differently had those kicks been made and the Browns win that game?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel differently if I was also 225 pounds and good looking.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost eight straight now, Aditi. Like, it's a lot for people.
I think that if Dylan Gabriel were the singular answer to turn the tide, then the Browns would make that decision. And I think it's a lot to put on a young quarterback to think that he alone, and this is not a first-round pick, this is a third-round pick, that he alone is suddenly going to change the fortunes of this club.
With the Browns obviously facing Micah Parsons and the Packers, do you think Miles wishes he would have played his request the same way that Micah did?
I have no idea. I can't speak to that. I don't. Miles made his decision. Miles was paid by the team that drafted him, and I have no idea if he looks at anything with second thoughts. That's not fair for me to speculate what's in his head.
Aditi Kinkabwala of CBS Sports on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. As we are on Wednesday, that means we officially start to turn the page towards week three. I do want to know, though, because we've had a lot of really fun football early in the season. Is there anything that surprised you across the NFL or stood out to you through the first 2 weeks of the season?
It's so hard. I don't know, because this is the NFL. The NFL is crazy. Unusual things happen all the time, and that's what the magic of it is. I think that's putting me a little bit on the spot. Nick, maybe you should have texted me and said, go think of something that is unusual or crazy. Or, I mean, to be honest, Tom Brady sitting in the coaching box, that was a little bit unexpected,
a little unusual.
We had the Raiders week one. So, Pete Carroll had said to us week one how amazing it is to have a member of ownership who understands competition and is arguably one of the greatest competitors of all time. So you knew that he was involved. You knew that he was a part of all of this, but not that much of a part of it. So that was interesting for sure. What else has been interesting?
Colts have been interesting. I'm surprised
interesting, but a little bit disappointing that I think that coaches keep putting too much on young quarterbacks. I'll have C.J. Stroud this week. I think that you are putting a little bit too much on C.J. Stroud. I think you're putting a little bit too much on Jaden Daniels even. They have these tremendous rookie seasons, and then it's as if you expect them to, it's like 2nd and 10, and you drop back, and it's a sack, and then, okay, now it's 3rd and 15, and you're dropping them back again. Get guys help. I watched Bryce Young this past weekend. We had the Panthers at the Cardinals, and Bryce Young can make some throws, but he would be much better if he had more help. If the line did a little bit more for him, if his receivers made some more tough catches, I think that that's a little bit disappointing. I think that we're seeing a lot of coordinators who get so excited about the flash, about the motions and the big plays, that they don't necessarily remember, hey, it's about winning a football game. Whatever it takes. And sometimes that's ugly. Sometimes that means you're handing the ball off 30 times, but a win is a win is a win.
On that note, Aditi, the idea that people just give up on quarterbacks a little bit too early, the past 24 hours or so, we've just been revisiting Baker Mayfield after that awesome Monday Night Football win. Do you feel like in that instance, there's obviously more layers to it than just giving up on a quarterback early, but do you think maybe some of that applies for the Browns and how it all went down with Baker as well?
This goes two ways. And I will say this, Baker and I have had this conversation multiple times, and he openly says he doesn't know that he is the same person. In fact, he says that he is not the same person had he stayed in Cleveland the whole time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The Browns choosing to have this dalliance with Deshaun Watson, then choosing to go after Deshaun Watson, then sort of unceremoniously telling Baker, yeah, we'd prefer Deshaun Watson, then going to the Panthers where he has to fight for a job, then losing that job to Sam Darnold amidst all this organizational chaos. All of those things humbled Baker, took Baker to a place that he'd not necessarily been before, and then going out to Los Angeles with the Rams and having his love for the game revived and giving him, in what he said to me, is sort of almost a different appreciation for the game. All of that affects who Baker is. And the way that Baker is loved in Tampa and the way that Todd Bowles said to Baker as soon as he got there, you be you. You don't need to worry about how you be. You don't need to soften any of the edges. You do you. We want Baker Mayfield. That's enabled him to blossom in a certain way. And he'll say it and I say it. I don't know that he's the same guy if he's just all these years in Cleveland. So on the one hand, yeah, I hate that they moved on from Baker Mayfield. I hate that they didn't have the willingness to sort of work with Baker to mature a bit, to find a way to trust Baker a little bit more. But on the other hand, who's to say that that would have happened? You know, it's easy to sort of look back in hindsight and say, well, that was a dumb decision. You know what was really a dumb decision, actually? Maybe they should have drafted Josh Allen and Saquon Barkley that year that they had the number one and the number four pick. Then what would have happened?
No doubt.
No offense to Baker, but
yeah. Shouldn't the Browns wear some responsibility on that? And because I, what I want to go on is the idea that you mentioned the UBU line. And I heard Baker over the summer, he was on with Travis Kelce in the New Heights podcast. And he had mentioned how like that's one thing he loved is they went to UBU. And he's like, I don't want to crap on any other teams that I played at. But other teams told me, be more of a franchise quarterback, be this, be that. Basically told him to be something that he isn't. And like for that, I would say the Browns owe some responsibility in that back and forth then.
Sure. I mean, that... Yes, he was not, to his credit, he will not publicly disparage anybody. But he has been very vocal about, in meetings that we've had, in conversations that we've had, about how freeing it is to have the Bucs let him lean into who exactly he is.
Aditi, looking to the Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of good vibes week one. Then the Seattle game happened. It's two games into the Aaron Rodgers experience. What's the I know you talked to our friends in Yinzertown. I know you live over there. What's the vibe in Pittsburgh heading into the Patriots game this weekend?
Well, I think there's a ton of disappointment in this defense. Look, Mike Tomlin in the preseason said this defense can be historic. And you're saying good vibes week one. How many points did they give up? And you can sit here and you can argue, okay, well, the Steelers have already always had a problem with a running quarterback. Well, then, A, fix that, because you have arguably one of the best running quarterbacks the game has ever seen in your division, who you see twice a year. So don't necessarily use that as an excuse. But the Steelers are getting pushed up front, and that's not Pittsburgh Steelers football. So that's at least not what the Pittsburgh Steelers want Pittsburgh Steelers football to be. So that's a little bit weird. They've also got to be more committed to running the ball. They have to figure out how to run the ball. Aaron Rodgers is a great improvement over a year ago. He can still certainly throw the ball, but you still need to be able to run the ball.
How devastating is this injury for Joe Burrow?
It's a greater statement. I mean, this is 3 of 6 seasons that he's lost. And he's not, I just went on CBS HQ and talked about this. This is not about Joe Burrow being fragile or soft or a China doll. But I really do think it is incumbent upon the Bengals to help Joe Burrow protect himself from himself. You need to get him help on the edge. You have to have guys chipping. You can't have him constantly dropping back. You have to do a little bit more with the run game and the play action pass game. You just, 3 out of 6 years of major injury, that's too much. That really is too much.
All right, I do want to ask, you've got Texans, Jaguars this weekend. Both teams have had some ups and downs to start the season. I always love these impossible, nay, diabolical questions. Who do you think could use the win more, coming off where they're coming off, the Texans or the Jags?
Oh, God. They both desperately need one. And a game ending in a tie is a loss. A tie is not a tie. A tie is a loss. So the Texans have a lot of talent, and they're expecting to make noise. And with the Colts sitting at 2-0, they certainly can't want to drop another one.
Have you
the
been
Jaguars,
interested?
Well, you yeah. always get a little bit of a grace period when you have a new coach.
Aditi, we got a boogie, but great stuff as always. Right. We appreciate you. Enjoy the call this weekend.
Thanks, Aditi.
Thanks so much. Have a great, thanks for having me.
Aditi Kinkabwala on the fan hotline there. We got to react to what she had to say about your Cleveland Browns and some of the big stories around the NFL. About 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.